Hi guys, it's Riley back with another solo episode. It's Hanami season. I saw a tweet today saying that the flowers in Tokyo are in full bloom. And I'm planning to go see some cherry blossoms this weekend with my friends. So I thought I would talk about Hanami viewing from, a foreigner's perspective, the only perspective that I have. On this episode. But before I get started with the episode, real quick, my Instagram is RileySullivanXD. Follow me if you want, but I don't post that much. Maybe I'll post a picture of some flowers over the weekend, I don't know. Sota's Instagram is Ego no Sota. Follow him if you want regular posts and stories. More actual, English teaching stuff. Anyway, let's get going. Okay, so first I'm going to talk about the pure Hanami, I guess you could say, the pure cherry blossom viewing, the actual just going and looking at the flowers. I've done that a few times. You go to some place where the cherry blossoms are famously beautiful and walk around with other people and look at them and kind of feel the spring vibes and everything. And, maybe if you go on a date, it's really cute and stuff. If you go with a friend, it, in my experience, is kind of just like, okay, we'll walk around, we'll look at the flowers, and then go home, and usually it doesn't last more than 20 or 30 minutes. That's kind of the boring version, I think. The flowers are pretty, but they can't hold my attention for that long, unfortunately. In maybe some of in Washington, D.C. in America, there's also a famous cherry blossom street or area. I don't quite remember. I went there once with my dad. I was probably in junior high school. And we went to go look at the cherry blossoms. I think they were actually donated by the Japanese government at some point. I don't know, a long time ago, I guess. We went and looked at them, and it was nice. They're pretty. I guess that was probably my first time seeing cherry blossoms kind of all together in the same place. But I will say I noticed when I was there, my dad and I noticed that most of the people looking at them were Asian. That's not to say that they weren't American or that they were tourists or something like that, but it is kind of weird that the people who were interested in looking at the cherry blossoms were Asian, maybe Japanese of, originally or whatever, I don't know. But there weren't a ton of white people or black people or whatever, other Americans. I don't really know how to word this, but anyway, it seems like cherry blossoms were more interesting to Asian people than to non-Asian people, at least in Washington, D.C., the one day when I went. Maybe that's not true all the time. I don't know. Anyway, and I was trying to think of other things in America that are kind of like cherry blossoms, but not exactly. And I came up with a few. I'm going by two kind of rules here, that cherry blossoms are one, something kind of beautiful that happens in a season, in a short time during the year, that people go just to see because it's beautiful, and two, kind of a reason to spend time outside, which I haven't really gone into for actual Hanami yet, but I'll get into it later. So in America, in the springtime, there's Memorial Day, which is a holiday, it's memorial, right? Remembering soldiers and people who lost their lives in war. And so on that day, most people don't spend a lot of time actually remembering or doing anything super important for that. But what most people do is they have a barbecue. It's sometime in May. I forget the exact date, but it's in May. So it's one of the kind of when spring really starts to be kind of summery, I guess. It's it starts to be really warm outside, so you can be outside in a t-shirt or whatever doing a barbecue, I guess is the idea. Nothing really beautiful to look at on that day, but it is a reason to be outside. Another barbecue day is The 4th of July, obviously people go out to watch fireworks during that. A lot of people also do barbecues or maybe picnics. If they're like going to a park to watch the fireworks, then maybe they can't bring a barbecue, so they bring cold food for a picnic. Picnics in general, I guess, are pretty similar to what people do in Hanami, and picnics are pretty common in if you live near a park, I guess. Then getting into the fall, there's a lot more activities. There's like apple picking. You know, you go out to an apple orchard. Orchard is the word for a place that has a lot of apple trees, right? It's kind of like a tree farm, I guess you could say. Or going to a pumpkin patch and picking out big pumpkins to maybe carve into a jack-o'-lantern or something like that. There's also corn mazes. So in fall, maybe it's closer to the end of summer, I'm not exactly sure, but that's when corn is like finished being picked or just about to be picked, and farmers will sometimes make a maze inside the cornfield. You know, because corn is tall, once you walk into the maze, you can't see out. You kind of just walk around for a while, and eventually you find their way out. Usually they're not like so hard that it takes much more than, I don't know, half an hour or something like that. And then in winter, you know, there's lots of outdoor activities in winter, like skiing or whatever. But the closest thing I could think of to like actual nature or something like the cornfield thing is picking out a Christmas tree. So, you know, in winter, I don't know how long, maybe 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas, people will go out to another kind of tree farm where they grow Christmas trees, I guess. And you go and pick out the one you like. When I went a couple of times as a kid, they would give you like a little saw and you could cut down the tree yourself. And then they would put it in this big kind of like net bag for you and you would take it home, like on top of your car or something like that. Okay, so those are all the American things that are kind of similar to Hanami. Oh, I guess also in the fall, people will sometimes go to like a lookout point to like look at a forest while the fall colors are happening. Some people do that, but it's not like a huge thing, and I don't think people really do like picnics or anything at that time. Okay, so yeah, that's kind of just like the activities people do in nature. But now getting into what I really like about Hanami, and if you've been listening to me on this podcast a while, you might have picked this up, but I like drinking. And so my favorite part about Hanami is the picnic aspect, where you sit, you bring some food or some snacks, and you drink with friends. And so I've been doing that. I think I've done it just about every year since I came to Japan. And the classic place for us is to go to this castle in a nearby town, and the castle grounds have like a lot of open space where you can set out a tarp or a blanket and sit on it and drink. And often we go in either a little bit too early or a little bit too late, I feel like. So most of the time when me and my friends go, it's not like peak season and people aren't, it's not super crowded, I mean. So usually we have a lot of space to ourselves, and we often do some kind of, not exactly sport, but we'll like throw a frisbee or a rugby ball or something like that around, and listen to music and stuff because there's not too many people around, so we're not bothering that many people. And yeah, so like I'm just going to talk about a few memories from those times. One of the earliest times, maybe the first time we went to the castle, it was a bunch of us were there, and you know, some people got kind of drunk. I think we were throwing the frisbee and we ended up throwing it off the castle wall. And the castle wall is like not exactly straight up and down. So one of my friends decided that he would go down and get it. So I think he walked down, if I remember correctly. But then once he was at the bottom, we tried to get him to throw the frisbee back up to us, but I don't think he was able to get it up all the way up the wall. So then he decided to put the frisbee in his mouth and climb the wall, which, you know, some people in the group were telling him not to do because it's dangerous, but he he did it, and he was fine, and he got up the wall and brought us the frisbee. I'm not sure if the, I don't know who runs the castle, but if there were any staff seeing that, they probably wouldn't have liked it. But anyway, he was okay. He didn't get caught, I guess, and he didn't get hurt. I think that same day, one of my friends, Takahiro, said he was going to watch the sunset or something like that. And then we heard later, the next week, or maybe even a couple of weeks later, that he ended up like falling asleep while trying to watch the sunset and slept in the castle, at least for some of the night. Now, I'm not sure if that's true. At the time, everybody believed him, but looking back on it, I have a feeling that he was maybe just exaggerating. Maybe he took like a little bit of a nap on accident or something like that, but I don't know if he really slept in the castle like overnight or for a long part of the night. More recently, we went to the castle and we started throwing the rugby ball around, but at that time too, we got a little bit drunk, and I remember many of us, myself included, were not really able to catch the rugby ball anymore. We would kind of throw it at each other and then drop it and then pick it back up and throw it again. So the game of catch stopped really being catch. And then I think we probably went home pretty soon after that. But yeah, like, aside from drinking, we usually bring like sandwiches and chips and all that kind of stuff. Usually nobody goes like too crazy cooking, and mostly will buy stuff from like the nearest convenience store or supermarket and bring it to the park or the castle in this case. But this year we're going this weekend, and I'm thinking of maybe cooking something if I have time. Or at least maybe not cooking, but making some kind of sandwich or something like that. I don't know. Anyway. I'm trying to think of other places I've done cherry blossom viewing, hanami. We do it at that castle, and I remember one year we did it at the Chuo Park in the middle of Takamatsu, and Chuo Park is not really a place to do hanami. There's like a couple of trees, like, I mean, fewer than 10, and they're kind of like spread out all over the park. So I remember we were just, and it was also kind of the end of the cherry blossom blooming season. So we were sitting under one of the trees, one of the few trees, and it had maybe half or less of the flowers left on the tree. And we were just kind of sitting there chatting, drinking a little bit. But we didn't bring that much food, if I remember. So we ended up going out to dinner after that. And this was it was toward the end of COVID, but, one person ended up getting COVID, and then the rest of us kind of had to be worried and, you know, call work and say, oh, maybe I have COVID. But I think nobody else ended up getting it, if I remember correctly. I didn't, at least. I've done hanami in a few other places. We went to Hokkaido one time, and I went with my mom. But that was kind of more of the walking around looking at the pretty flowers than the drinking and having a picnic style. But I think in general, I would say that, at least to me, hanami is a pretty important part of being in Japan. It's one of the times in the year that I look forward to the most. It's a time when like I know that I'll get to see a lot of friends, maybe some friends that don't come out to the bars all the time, or, you know, are busy with like kids or something at this time in their lives. They'll usually make an appearance at the hanami party. And so that's kind of special. It's a time to see people that you don't get to see all the time. And, you know, of course you get to look at the flowers. For me personally, the flower part of it is kind of secondary to the socializing part of it. But I like the flowers too. And I think I could say that probably most foreigners do, at least all of my friends do. Yeah, so I think that's something that for foreigners living in Japan is like a really cool part of living in Japan. I think it isn't so cool to me that like when I went back if I go back to America, I will like try to find a place that has cherry trees to look at the flowers, because, you know, if you're not in Japan, if it's not a kind of an event for everybody, then I guess I wouldn't be that interested in it. But yeah, I think that's about it for today. That's maybe all I have to talk about on this subject. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. See ya.